sinking like a stone in Red Wing, Minnesota. And a bar called Kelly's right next to the train. It shakes the walls and you have to stop talking. It's never much different, but it's never the same.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan and Ryan Oakey in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker, joining us on the horn right now. He covered the Detroit Tigers minor league system for a couple of decades and the Mid-American Conference for the Toledo Blade. Our good friend John Wagner. You can find him on Twitter, John Wagner Sport. John, my friend, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us today. How are you, partner?
Anthony, I am a little slice of heaven. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well on this Tuesday morning, a morning in which, you know, we got a big game tonight I'm very excited about. Actually, a couple of big games for a couple of different purposes. Tonight we'll get Michigan. They will host Illinois, so I'll be at Chrysler Center for that for a 7 o'clock tip-off over on ESPN. And then earlier in the evening, you'll get the Toledo Rockets, my Toledo Rockets, traveling to Ryan's Central Michigan Chippewas. And if Toledo can pull off the win there, then they will win the Mid-American Conference regular season titles. So it'll be a very interesting night and perhaps a cool night for celebration. They have already locked up the number one seed in the MAC tournament, but a chance to win the Mid-American Conference outright would be a huge feather in the cap, because I'm trying to remember off the top of my head right now without going back to look it up, but I don't know if that's happened in the TK era, Todd Kowalczyk there, for them to win the league outright. So it would be a first in his 11 or 12 years there.
Yeah, and it's not the big deal it was back in the day, but that is certainly an honor. And you know what? I have a feeling I know where this conversation is going to go today, because I've gone back and forth for years and years over regular season champs, tournament champs, which is the bigger deal. And I mean, you know which is the bigger deal, right?
Well, and I recently just wrote about this, and the article will be up, shameless plug here, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, in regards to Michigan and the fact that the Michigan fan base is, you know, going at it with Gonzaga fans, going at it with Illinois fans, and everybody is just clamoring over who's number one in the country. And my whole point is that you don't need to worry about that number next to your team as far as the national ranking is concerned. What the team needs to worry about, what fans need to worry about, is the fact that, hey, this is an opportunity for Michigan to, one, win the regular season title. If you win the regular season title, you set yourself up in position to win your conference tournament. And if you do that, odds are you're going to have a pretty good seed this year. It looks like Michigan's going to be a one seed in the NCAA tournament, so it puts you in the best possible position from a seeding standpoint to then perhaps win a national championship. So that would be my priority. I would go conference regular season, conference tournament, and then into the bracket where, you know, anything can happen in 40-minute game, one game eliminators.
Right, yeah, but here's the reason I would put the conference tournament in front of the regular season champ. And trust me, back in the day, old school John would have said, hey, regular season, much bigger deal. You're fighting for 18 weeks. It's 18 games. You've played everybody. You've earned it. And I trust me, I get all that. But if the goal is making the NCAA tournament, especially if you're a mid-major, the easiest way to make the tournament is to win your conference tournament. And I get it that for Michigan, that doesn't really matter. I mean, if they lose their first-round tournament game, there's a chance they won't be a number one seed. Okay, I get it. Their chance that they still will be, even if they do, because their body of work has been so strong all year long. And frankly, it becomes, well, there are four of them. Who are the other four teams you put in front of them? I don't think there are four teams, but that's me. But especially if you're a mid-major, man, yeah, again, congrats to Todd Kowalczyk and the Toledo Rockets. If they can claim that win and be regular season champs, that's a big deal. No doubt about it. However, the bigger deal is making the big dance. And in the Mid-American Conference, there is only one way to guarantee that, and that's win the tournament. That's why I think that is the bigger deal.
I would agree with you as long as we, and for those that maybe don't follow college basketball very closely, you have your what is referred to as your high major conferences and your mid major and your low major conferences. Now, they've kind of done away with the low major and they just call them all mid majors. If you're not a high major, your high majors include the American Athletic, the A-10, the ACC, the Big 10, the Big 12, the Big East, the Pac-12, and the SEC. So your Power 5 football schools plus the Big East, the AAC, and the A-10 would be your high majors. The mid-majors are your American East, your Conference USAs, your Mid-American Conference, the MAAC, the MEAC, and everything else.
And you know, you don't have to worry about the alphabet. Here's all you need to know. Is it a conference that will have more than one bid for the tournament? It's a high major conference. If it's not, then it's considered a mid-major. And there's one stinking exception to that rule. And it's the reason, and I can't believe that you haven't brought up the idea of doing away with high major conference tournaments yet. Is that where we're headed in this conversation?
Well, I'm not mad about the high major conference tournament. You know, I think that if you're a team like Michigan and you win the, let's say that Michigan goes on to win the Big Ten regular season, they take care of business against Illinois. Let's say, okay, you know, they split with Michigan State Thursday and Sunday, whatever. They win the Big Ten regular season title. You can hang a banner for that. If Michigan State then were to get into the conference tournament and run the table and win the conference tournament championship, they can hang a banner for that. And I think that that's pretty cool. So you have your conference playoff, if you will, and then you have your conference regular season, if you will, and it all leads into the NCAA tournament. So for the high majors, to me, it doesn't really matter. It's a couple extra opportunities for schools to maybe pick up a couple needed wins, kind of like Michigan State is. If you're a team on the bubble, on the outside, maybe looking in on the cusp of getting eliminated, you have the opportunity to get some quality wins here on a neutral floor. They're all quad one, so that all helps from the selection committee standpoint. But if you are a mid-major, I'd want the tournament done away with. And the reason I say that is because I believe that the body of work over the course of four months should speak louder than the body of work over the course of 4 days. If the Toledo Rockets, and they haven't had the greatest amount of luck in the NCAA or in the Mid-American Conference tournament when it just comes to freak injuries, accidents, a bad half, whatever the case may be, they've had their run. If they somehow, whether it's COVID or an injury or just dumb luck, they can't shoot the ball for one of these games, and they don't win the Mid-American Conference tournament, it kind of feels very empty to win that regular season. And that's where I feel like, hey, you got to reward the team that's put together the best body of work over the course of the entire season. I could get that maybe we'd want to argue about balanced schedules, and conferences would have to do a very good job of identifying what is the most balanced schedule. But Toledo's 19-6 overall. They're 14-3 in the MAC. Like, if they don't win the MAC tournament, they don't get a berth. I mean, they've got a 2-game lead on Akron, a 2-game lead on Kent, 3-game lead on Buffalo. Like, they've been the best team this year.
You know, it's funny. Let's make some time before we're done so I can explain why I wouldn't be surprised if high major conferences got rid of their basketball tournaments. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if a couple did. But let's teaser that for a moment and come back to the mid-majors. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that 18 games matter more than 3 or 4 in a row at season's end.
Yes.
Here's the argument towards the conference tournament. If the NCAA tournament is played the exact same way as the conference tournament, then why wouldn't you value it more? The NCAA tournament is a one-and-done deal, just like a conference tournament. How better to prepare for a one-and-done deal than playing in a one-and-done deal? That's exactly what's going to happen. And so when you're picking a team that's a conference tournament champ, you're putting them in a format that when they go to the NCAA, that's going to be repeated. That's going to be the same format. It's not going to be the game of attrition over 18 games over 2 months. It's going to be 3 or 4 games in 3 or 4 days. So it's the same format. And the other end of this is, I hear what you're saying about bad breaks. And I remember a couple of years ago, Toledo's star player got hurt in the semis, and that cost them a chance.
One guy hit his head on the rim in warmups and got concussed. Another guy damn near blew his knee out. Well, those were two separate years.
And put it this way, I'm trying to think, who was the star player that hurt his knee?
Trayshawn Fletcher was that young man's name.
Fletcher, that was it. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. And Toledo fans conveniently have short memory on this. They would have been the underdog against Buffalo in that championship game anyhow, okay?
Yeah, that was Nate Oates' Buffalo.
Yeah, and I get that they have a chance to win with Fletcher. I get it. He was the MVP of the league that year, no question. The problem is that alone didn't cost them the title. It cost them the chance to compete for the title. If you're, and I'm playing a semantic game there, but I hope you understand it. They were the underdog. That didn't cost them a sure championship by any stretch, okay? That was not guaranteed. So, yeah, do they have a better chance with Fletcher? Duh. But are they guaranteed a win with Fletcher? No.
And what really hurt there, John, if I may interject real quick, is the fact that with Toledo losing their best player, not having that, I don't know, they, like you said, they're the underdog, so the likelihood of them, the probability isn't good, but the possibility is there. Had Toledo pulled off the upset, the MAC would have seen two teams get into the tournament that year for the first time since 1999, because Buffalo had the resume built ready to go, and they were already top, I think they were number 18 in the country. They were already going regardless. So if Toledo would have got the automatic qualifier, Buffalo gets in, and the MAC can snap that streak of being a one-bid league that's plagued them for the last 22 seasons.
You're right. That's correct. But is that how you want to break that? I mean, is that... are you saying then that we get rid of the championship so that there's no way that we can have an at-large bid like that? You know, because that's mid-majors, if you're going to have a two-bid, if you're going to become a two-bid league, there's only two ways to do it. One is the way you just described. Have a team have a breakout year and then lose in that championship game. Because if there's no MAC tournament that year, the MAC's a one-bid league, okay?
Correct.
That's just the way this works.
Yep.
So if you want to be a multi-bid league, that's how you have to do it. Here's another way, though, and let's kind of segue into the high majors and their tournaments. You understand that the protocol for the NCAA tournament this year is really, really going to clamp down on teams. They have to be COVID-free leading up to the tournament. And if you go to a conference tournament before the NCAA tournament, don't you go to a COVID-ripe environment? You're going, you know, team upon team upon team, playing game upon game upon game in the same venue, people coming, people going. To me, that is a ripe environment to spread COVID and knock teams out of the tournament.
Very much so.
Because then they won't have the 10 days necessary to get their team through the protocol and be clean for the NCAA tournament. You understand what I'm saying here?
Oh, 100%. I think that everybody's at risk right now. The good news is, and I guess the only good news is, you know that all the players are getting tested, but I mean, where are you staying? You know, what's the hotel protocol? You know what I mean? Like, there's too many outside variables here that you're putting lot of things at risk. And man, if you're a team like Michigan and you have this incredible season and you go on and win the Big Ten, or you're playing in the Big Ten tournament, you're playing in the semifinals or the finals, and God forbid somebody comes down with COVID, I mean, you're talking about just train right there. Do you opt out of the tournament? Would you be okay with that if a school like Michigan, who is going to be the number one seed, said, yeah, no, not us. We're not going to, you know, we don't need to play in this tournament. We're going to get ready for the NCAAs.
You know, and that's the big question a lot of these teams have to deal with. And I've seen both sides of the issue there. I mean, I've seen the Roy Williamses and the North Carolinas who are saying, well, yeah, no, that's not opting out. The word you want to use there is quit. I quit. And I guess all this does to me is underline the unnecessary nature of a high major tournament, because the only teams that really have something, a big stake in an NCAA or in a conference tournament, are teams that are on the bubble. Because then they can punch their ticket for sure and guarantee they're in, instead of having to sweat with all the TV cameras around them on Selection Sunday if they've been knocked out of the tournament, especially if they get knocked out early. there's a lot of that going on. Let me pause, or let me pose, though, what I think is a very interesting idea. And I forget who mentioned this first. I wish I could give the credit. But let's look at, you mentioned Gonzaga earlier. Gonzaga, West Coast Conference. How many teams in that conference are going to get in the NCAA tournament?
Well, Gonzaga's in as a one seed. I don't know if you can make a case for a 19-5 BYU team.
Maybe, but you know what? Here's the simple. Let's say Gonzaga says, man, we got to play this safe. I don't want us to lose our NCAA tournament bid because we go to a conference tournament that we'll probably win anyhow and get COVID and it knocks us out. We're going to opt out. All of a sudden, the West Coast Conference, which their second place team is an at-large bid if they're lucky, suddenly they're playing for a conference title and an auto bid.
Interesting.
How many leagues do you think might consider, hey, let's keep our auto bids out, let's keep them safe, and then suddenly we can give that auto bid to a team that's on the bubble and knock other bubble teams out?
Wow. You know, John, that's a very good point. I never even thought about that. I mean, you look at a team like, number 10, Villanova, who's 10-3 right now in the Big East. Creighton's right there at 13-5. But let's say, you know, because of winning percentage, Villanova goes on to win the Big East. And, you know, they're 15-4 overall right now. If they're a team that decides to opt out, Creighton, you would imagine they would get an at-large bid. You know, if a team like Xavier makes a run or UConn makes a run in the conference tournament, that's very, very interesting and opens the door.
Play this game at the Big Ten level, okay? And I know, Anthony, you follow this like a hawk. Who are the auto bids in the Big Ten right now? Who's in the NCAA tournament out of the Big Ten if we stop the season immediately? Who's in? Michigan, right?
Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, Purdue, Ohio State, Wisconsin. I think you're looking at Maryland. I think Rutgers has a legitimate shot. I think Michigan State. I'm thinking between like 8 and 10 teams potentially could make it.
You know what? Let's just say the top five, okay? Michigan, Ohio State, Iowa, Wisconsin. Who am I missing that's real obvious?
Illinois.
Illinois, yes. Illinois, very much. Let's go with Illinois and make that our top five, okay? Mm-hmm. Those five teams are automatic. We're going, I mean, geez, duh. They should cancel the tournament if these five teams aren't in. So all five of those teams say, you know what? We're in. All we can do is hurt ourselves, either get a kid hurt or lose a kid to COVID by playing in this tournament. We are opting out. Then all of a sudden, doesn't things get interesting? Because there are a fair number of teams there. And I mean, yes, Michigan State's had a big finish here to their season, and they've kept their hopes alive now. But it's not automatic, okay? It's not automatic that Michigan State's in. Unless, potentially, five elite Big Ten teams decide we're not playing in the tournament, and all of a sudden Michigan State only has to be, you know, Rutgers, other teams, good teams. Don't get me wrong, good teams.
But not Illinois, Michigan.
But not Illinois, not Michigan, not Ohio State. All of a sudden, the door is wide, wide open.
He is John Wagner. Find him on Twitter, John Wagner Sport. John, very interesting conversation today, my friend. Gave us a lot to think about. Thank you, as always, partner. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure. You and your listeners have a great week.